Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Steal the Show podcast. I am Sam Sondervent, the only host of the show with this other person.
I'm Steel Mitchell. I'm just here.
He's just here because I'm the host, always and forever.
Yep. Praise my Lord, Sam Sondervent, the greatest host of all time.
Amen. We had a beautiful week this week. We saw snow in Minnesota.
Oh, yes,
we did. And it was haunting.
Yeah, it's way too early for snow. We got some yesterday, but it's gone already, so at least there's that.
At least there's that. We have a lot of movie news this week, so let's get going.
Yeah.
Steel, what's our first bit of news?
Well, we talked about a show last week that we both, I think, borderline enjoyed, and it got canceled, and that show is Iron Fist. So
Iron Fist did get canceled this week. Very surprising news. Actually, it's not very surprising.
Yeah, it's not super surprising based on how well received it is, but they were clearly setting up for a season 3, so it is interesting to look at.
But Netflix did say their numbers were down, and you know, Netflix does know what's up.
That's true.
I didn't know that Iron Fist had so many fans.
Yeah.
Because the moment it was canceled, they came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
I see on Twitter, people are burning down buildings. People are rioting in the streets.
They're actually not,
because nobody really cares. But those diehards, they really care. I don't know why, but they care.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I have felt myself starting to like it more based on it being canceled. Like, there's no reason to. But I was kind of like, it made me realize I was actually kind of hyped for a season 3.
Like, you just felt sorry for them.
Yeah, really. Like, they were trying something new at the end there, and it looks like it didn't pay off, so. They did say that Danny and friends will probably continue to end up in other Netflix series or whatever they do moving forward. So, glad about that. He could definitely fit in with Luke Cage pretty well, even with Daredevil.
Maybe he'll show up in Avengers.
That would be cool.
Well, that's what I thought this season was missing in Iron Fist. You know, in Luke Cage, they had the crossover part where Iron Fist, you know, comes on scene, and Luke and Iron Fist, you know, they do a little dance, and they, you know, they get an episode, and he's out. I thought that was fun. I thought they should have done more of that in Iron Fist season 2.
Yeah, I think they should do more than all the shows, except maybe Daredevil stands on its own pretty well. But I would like to see more crossovers overall, and maybe they'll put season 3 on. That was a rumor I saw floating around the internet. So, we'll see.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, people are excited. I'm not, but it's whatever.
I kind of am. But you know what I'm not so excited for?
What are you not so excited for, Stu?
Live action Aladdin.
We saw the trailer for live action Aladdin, if you can even call it a trailer.
Yeah. A snippet.
Searching around on the internets, and I see people having like 40-minute reviews about the Aladdin trailer. Guys, it's like 40 seconds. They don't show anything.
It's sand.
Chill out.
40 seconds of sand dunes.
You're looking at what people in like Africa look at daily. That's it. With some music in the background.
Yeah, this is not an interesting trailer. It's kind of how Disney does all their teaser trailers, like. I think they did Beauty and the Beast this way, and they did Mary Poppins Returns this way. It's like,
it looks exactly like the Beauty and the Beast trailer, because the Beauty and the Beast trailer had the rose, and that's about it.
Oh, you're right. It's all like snowy mountains, and then she looks at the rose at the end, and this one's all sand dunes, and then he picks up the lamp at the end. Not lamp. Whatever
it
is.
Did they even show the actor?
Yeah, he picks up the genie's... Wait, is it a lamp?
I didn't see that part.
Okay, yeah. That's all it is, though. And that's, like, the very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
So, not much to go off of. But personally, I don't like any of the live-action Disney remakes. So.
And I think they are subpar at best.
Yeah, so we're hyped.
So, yup. Disney on a roll there.
Oh, yeah.
Next bit of news.
All right, next bit of news. There's a new Spider-Man suit in Spider-Man Far From Home.
And Spider-Man is looking fresh as hell. My boy rocking the red and black. And he looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And the white spider on the back, inspired by the video game, perhaps, looks really,
PS4 gonna hit some lawsuits.
really cool. Oh, yeah, except they're all the same company, I think, so probably not.
Probably not at all, but maybe. Maybe if they want.
Maybe. Yeah. But the black does look pretty cool. I'm always excited to see new suits in movies. Like, why not switch it up between everyone, you know?
Yeah. I think it's because in the past Spider-Man movies they've kind of gotten lazy with this showing the suits. So this one they're like, you know what? We're gonna have some fun with it.
Yeah, works for me. And I think I do prefer the classic red and blue, but still, it's a nice little change
I
up. They'll
think
probably go back to
I think
classic eventually,
eh,
so.
I think the red and black looks pretty good for now. But
All right, it does.
the set photos show MJ getting saved again.
Yep.
Fun
Hopefully she has a
times.
bigger role to play in this one. Looks like she probably will.
Probably. I bet it gets a class field trip because I mean the whole class is there. But what
Unless
cut?
this is like at the beginning or the end or something.
Maybe.
But yeah, who knows?
Nobody knows. Next bit of news.
All right, so this is the last one we're gonna do today, I think. This one is fascinating to me. I don't really know who that is. He's cast as Alfred in the Batman prequel series, Pennyworth.
Let's get this money.
Isn't that nuts? I can't believe this is a thing that's actually happening.
Okay, but I mean, they had Gotham, and
They
you've seen
did.
Gotham, right?
Have.
I loved Gotham. So, I
Right.
mean, and that's something I went into, and I didn't think I'd enjoy it at all. And I ended up binge watching like 3 seasons. So, prove me wrong, DC. Prove me
Yeah, I
wrong.
mean, it could be good. I just don't feel like it's necessary unless they've got some really cool story to tell. The synopsis says he's a former special forces officer living in London working for Bruce Wayne's father. So it doesn't seem like they're doing anything too unique, but obviously there's no trailers or anything on this, so you know, who knows?
I wonder if it is within the Gotham continuity.
It could be if he's like a younger version of that Alfred.
Yeah,
Because
maybe.
this guy's like 20 something.
Okay, yep, very much younger.
Yeah. But
Get some espionage in there. Get some spies. That's
yeah,
cool. That's cool.
if it's a cool spy show, I'd be down. The first season's only going to be 10 episodes, so not a huge commitment.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll check it out. But I don't anticipate it'll be that good.
My anticipation level is a word I cannot think of.
Ah, it's so high that you can't even think of the words to describe it.
It will be the best show ever made, hands
Gotcha.
down. I'm putting my bets down
All
right
right.
now.
I will write that down somewhere.
And he
Sounds good.
proceeded to forget.
Haha. Nope, it's right here.
I can't see you.
All right, you'll just have to believe me then. You and the
What's
audience.
the what's the moving on? What's the first review of this week?
That's all you, buddy.
That's all me. Well, this week I saw Maniac, a
Ooh.
Netflix original show that I'm currently trying to get you to watch, so I'm not going to go full spoiler. We might go full spoiler next week if Steele decides he wants to find 9 hours in his life.
It's questionable because a certain other TV show comes out next week, so let's.
What I'd describe this as is Inception mixed with the heart of Interstellar.
Okay.
So, you know, the show starts out, you have Jonah Hill, you have Emma Stone, two great actors leading this, and a bunch of other wacky characters. It's set in this futuristic sort of time period, and you're not really sure what's going on for like the first 2 or 3 episodes. And then it starts clicking for you, and then it just gets wacky, off the rails, insane. And you start to like it more and more, and you start to fall in love with these characters. And episode 9, I almost cried. So the ending of this is a tear.
Okay.
I'd say don't hype yourself up for an Inception type finale, but it's a pretty feel-good TV show. It's a lot about mental health and personal development and just being okay with who you are. It's a lot of facing the issues that It's a lot of facing like your inner demons.
Okay, sounds pretty solid. Jonah Hill and Emma Stone already have that chemistry from Superbad, so it's a good
they
pairing.
They do. That is a great movie in and of itself.
Yes, it is.
But
he lost a bunch of weight, didn't he?
He did. He definitely looks slimmer in this.
Ooh.
They both look great. It looks like a great TV show, too. The shots are amazing, and you can tell this is someone who actually loved what they were doing because they play with kind of all genres of TV and movies, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out sometime. I've been meaning to. Just haven't gotten
sometime. Out. See you in Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I will have time then.
So I heard you classic movie.
How would you rate Maniac?
Ooh, I would rate, I'd say 8.5.
How about rated in percent Jonah Hill body fat?
Jesus. I was just going to say 8.5 trippy dream sequences out of 10.
That's not good enough.
Okay. 85%.
All right. Not bad. Pretty good ratio.
Yep.
I did see a classic movie, or at least I was told it was a classic. I'm not sure that I believe it based on what I saw.
Good transition.
I mean, because there's a new one coming out, and I watched the trailer for that one. I was like, wow, this actually looks really good. And I haven't seen the other, like, oh, there's so many. There's like 10 or 11 of them. And
the other 20? So,
yeah, there's probably 20. So I watched the original, and I watched it with a bunch of friends. I got a free Shudder trial so I could watch it for free on Prime. We found a legitimate way to watch it for free, so that was always good. And I don't know. Man, it might have been worse because I was watching it with friends, but everybody was just, like, laughing at this and, like, calling out things that were just absurd and just, it has so many inconsistencies. I get that it's the first one. Like, it's the first slasher ever made, so it's got kind of the problems associated with every other slasher, but I don't think it's a good enough excuse for it to be as mediocre as it is. What were you going to say?
But isn't that the point of an 80s horror slasher?
Not really. It doesn't seem like it in this case. Like, there's so many times. Oh, man. There was one point where these two characters get out of a car to go into a house. And, like, I understand that they don't know they're being stalked or anything, so they're not that worried. But they just leave the car door open. Who does that? It's insane. And then nobody locks their doors. You just go into somebody's house. The door is unlocked. It's not a big deal. So, yeah, doors are left open. And there's a couple points where someone will, or only one point, I guess, this is a specific moment, where someone runs into a building to hide from him. They know they're being chased by him at this point. They lock the door, and then their window is open, and they don't do anything about the window, and he comes through the window. Like, she had enough time to notice the window, because she sent the kids she was babysitting upstairs, but did nothing about the window. And I don't know. When I look back on something like Alien, which is a classic horror, I actually still really, really enjoy that movie, even though a ton of things have mimicked it, or some have even done certain things better. But this movie it just didn't have much. There's so many times when Michael just disappears too. You know, the thing where someone sees him and then they turn around and then he's gone. Happens at least 4 times.
As you do.
Yeah. The jump scares are pretty good. I will say that. I do think they could have been better. But, you know, if I was more invested in the characters, if any of them had defining traits or anything. So, yeah, it does get me kind of excited to see the new one. So that's still good. And I was actually kind of excited to see the second one, which takes place immediately after the first one ends, which is kind of interesting.
Okay.
So, it wasn't the worst movie, and it's only 90 minutes. So pretty short, mercifully short. But I wouldn't watch it again.
What's your rating? What's your rating for it?
5 unlocked doors out of 10.
And windows.
And windows. And car doors. Yeah. Not great.
Of course.
I caught a bunch of flack for that on Stardust, too.
I did see that. That was aggressive.
It was. Yeah. But it's not a great move, so take that.
Damn.
Yep.
Well.
That might be the show.
That might be the show.
We do have, for next week, Daredevil comes out this Friday. So
yes.
At least be, like, partially underway with that.
I will have it finished.
All right.
If it's 10 episodes, I'll finish it within a day.
I'm pretty sure it's 13. I will probably not have it finished, so.
Okay, I'll try.
I'll be at least probably 3 episodes in.
Reviews are in on it, and it's apparently okay.
Really? Because I saw reviews that said it was really good, so.
Okay.
We're hyped.
You do you.
Yep, I will. And we'll report back next week.
Alrighty.
So, thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you please for listening.
Leave some applause. I don't actually know if that makes a difference. Oh, and if you're listening elsewhere, then you can't. But, you know, do what you can. And remember.
Wait. Make sure to give our Spotify account a follow if you're listening on Spotify. Hey, Spotify listeners. Spotify. If you're listening on Anchor, give us a favorite. I think that's how you follow us on there. Check out our YouTube channel, at Steal the Show. It's a fun time. We don't upload to a lot.
Snippets and a Venom review someday, maybe.
Someday.
All right.
And remember,
Steal the Show.
Wow.
Nailed it.